Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, a pleasure having Bruce on the show today. Bruce, of course, we were lucky to have him here yesterday at the ballpark. You got to see the game and you got to hear the Yankee fans in full force, Bruce.
Yeah, that, it reminded me of so many times over in Oakland at the Coliseum where there was more than half. It seemed like everybody was rooting for the Yanks, and the A's weren't drawing very well themselves. And, I mean, the only reason we haven't seen it too often here is because the Yanks are so seldom here. But you're right. They travel well. There's a lot of transplanted New Yorkers, and it's a little jarring to experience it. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. And, you know, Yankee fans, wherever they are, they're going to show up.
Yeah, they have a lot to cheer about.
Yes, they do.
There's all that tradition, as you pointed out. You wrote a beautiful story today about being out here yesterday. I encourage everyone to read it, sfgate.com, on Bruce's behalf. Bruce, we had Bernie Williams on with us earlier talking about a very serious disease that afflicted his father. But we talked a lot of ball with him. And, boy, you go back to those teams, Bruce, of Jeter and Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera. But they were a culture, and they had it together. Boy, great teams, and maybe the last great teams we saw.
Yeah, I think back on those teams, and, you know, it's obviously you can remember Jeter and Rivera and Posada, but I also think of guys like Bernie Williams and Paul O'Neill, you know, just tremendous gamers, just really bright guys who played the game well, great instincts, you know, came through when it counted. You're aware of their presence, and I really had the pleasure of covering those World Series that they won. And, you know, we've both seen a lot of great teams that were able to sustain it over a fair amount of time, and I'd put them right up there. I really would.
Well, you look back at those teams, and they were the last ones to three-peat, 98, 99, 2000. And then, of course, They had that one in 96 when Jeter had first got there. But this team now, with the power hitters that they have, I mean, yesterday we saw Gary Sanchez hit a 467-foot home run off of Holland. And we joke about the murderer's row thing, but they really do have the ability to maybe make a run like those early 90s or those late 90s Yankee teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. It could very well happen this year and send them straight into the playoffs when Stanton and Judge get back. I mean, those two guys are ridiculous. I mean, there's a lot of power hitting going on in the bigs right now, and a lot of home runs are leaving the yard that really shouldn't. But those guys are... They'll measure up against anyone really in the history of the game for raw power and numbers. They both hit 50-plus homers. And, you know, you throw in when Andujar comes back, you know, Clint Frazier. They just, you know, Bird, I mean, all those, so many guys are hurt. And they're going to be an absolute force down the stretch.
Yeah, good. You know, as we look at this is our fifth weekend of shows, and you look at the Blue Jays, and, you know, they beat the A's, what, five straight now? They're tied up today, I know that. But Tampa Bay's still hanging in there. Blake Snell's toe may hurt. You've got, you know, you got the Red Sox that can't get out of their own way. Yeah. Chris Sale can't win a game. You got the Yankees with all the injuries. It's kind of the way a baseball season starts, at least talk about the AL East a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Tampa Bay got a great, I think it was a one-run win over the Red Sox yesterday. They are just really, really tough. I don't think we should feel too sorry for the Red Sox. I mean, unless Chris Sale completely, you know, goes on the shelf or just can't get it together, that would be a big blow. I think he's pitching a little bit better. Price didn't look too bad yesterday. You know, there's so much talent there. I think they're definitely going to get in the race. Baltimore's about the only team you can rule out as Chris Davis pops up to first. But Tampa Bay, they're 17-9. I don't think it's a joke. I they're certainly not going to disappear. They play the game well. We talk about the Yanks, and yeah, Toronto, they've got a huge boost of energy with Vladdy Guerrero Jr. coming up. He probably should have three or four hits now. He's been close to getting a couple per game. He has gotten one per game, and you know, you talk about great follow-throughs, Bellinger and Javi Baez. This guy is right. I mean, you talk about a violent follow-through.
Yes, you're right.
But you know what? In the minor leagues, he had more walks and strikeouts, which did not characterize his dad. It doesn't characterize a lot of people. And that's a good sign for his play discipline. He's certainly not Rod Carew up there, but he's a fairly disciplined hitter for a young guy with all that power.
Yeah, the follow-through is classic.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's the Guerrero family follow-through.
Yeah.
You know, that arching away is uh-huh. the back. And, boy, it's so classic to watch him play. Then you go to the Central. Adam and I were talking about Yelich, Bruce. 14 homers already. He's tied the record of A-Rod and Pujols. Hader is 20 pitches. He got 6 outs yesterday. But the Brewers still, the bullpen's at the bottom of the pack. The starting pitching at the bottom of the pack. And Christian Yelich is the best player in the league.
Yeah, you know, he really is, and we've talked about what a really good hitter he is, and really has been from the time he broke in with the Marlins. You look at that guy, and you know you're looking at a good hitter. I think the Brewers, a lot of times they come back to Lorenzo Cain. He was on the market a couple of years ago. The Giants are really looking at him, but they didn't want to give up the draft pick or the international, you know, signing bonus money. And those were good reasons not to sign him. But, man, oh, man, he hasn't slowed down at all. I mean, he's been exactly the same player he was in Kansas City. He's a leader. He's a great clubhouse guy. He hits the ball, makes fantastic catches, and that's one that got away. And the Brewers, I mean, they get Kane and Yelich in the same winter. That just completely turned them around. And Josh Hader yesterday typically just blew everybody away and see you later. You know, I mean, until something goes wrong with his arm, that's not going to change. I mean, a lefty, like, it's like Randy Johnson. You just like, God, just get me out of the box.
Boy, can they ride that? This is only April, you know. May 1st is Wednesday. You know, it seems like we have had almost a whole season by April 28th.
It does, yeah.
So much has gone on. Can you do this for – people forget this is 6 months. You got to do it for 6 months, not 6 days.
Yeah. Well, Hader's longevity will really be something worth monitoring because, you know, he doesn't hold back. He really lets fly. And they use him pretty judiciously. You know, they certainly don't use him every day. And I think that'll be up to Craig Counsell and his pitching coach to make sure that they don't overwork the guy, because if you can get him in September and October, that what a just a crazy good weapon to have.
I was talking with Adam. Adam, you can jump in on this one, about Goldschmidt. And I kind of compared him maybe just a little bit. He's having that crazy great year, and he's lifting the Cardinals along with Ozuna. It reminds me a little bit of Cepeda in 67 when Cepeda went to the Cardinals, and all of a sudden with Maris, they became world champions. Bruce, this Goldschmidt, I don't know, there's something about him. Maybe it was in Arizona, it was the ballpark, but you put him in St. Louis and give him a big season in St. Louis, and things can happen.
That's a wonderful thing for him, with all credit to Arizona. I mean, there's a big, big difference in baseball towns there. It's massive difference, a massive difference in every way. And it is a little bit like Cepeda. You know, the Giants very regrettably traded him. He goes there. He hits, I think it was Brock Flood, Maris Cepeda. He hit fourth for the Cardinals. McCarver, Shannon, Javier, Maxwell, Gibson, right? And he was just a godsend for them. He was, you know, still in his prime. The knees weren't great, but he could. I saw him in an old-timers game. He stepped up. He could barely walk, and he doubled the right center. You know, he's just a genius off-field. I wouldn't say Goldschmidt reminds me much of him as a hitter, but in terms of the circumstance and the fabulous opportunity he gets being able to go to St. Louis is just, that's going to be a story all season.
Well, and even kind of following up with the St. Louis story, I mean, I thought that was a huge acquisition. I was even a little surprised the Diamondbacks had made that move over the offseason rather than waiting till midseason to see if you could get a haul of prospects for him. But you look back at we were just talking about Christian Yelich, and Marcell Ozuna is now on that Cardinals team. Real Muto's in the Philadelphia system now. Giancarlo Stanton, of course, with the Yankees. This Marlins team had a real core of MVP, I mean, all-star caliber players, and now they're all gone.
Yeah. D. Gordon, you know, and
D. Gordon,
the great Jose Fernandez, who unfortunately passed away. What a team that was! I used to tape their games just to watch all these guys go off. It's not the best setting, that's for sure. I mean, you know, a packed Miami Park is as good as any, but you don't see it that often. And once again, that's been their whole history of building great teams and then just ruthlessly tearing them apart. Fans' hearts broken time after time. And I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to get back there. But they sure had it going for a while.
Great players. Great players. Bruce Jenkins with us. Bruce, we kicked around on the postgame show last night. And, of course, you wrote about it today. The possibility of moving the bullpens. This is the hottest topic in the ballpark today.
Yeah, it's gaining a lot of momentum. It's funny how it really was triggered by the outfield fence thing. But it's really the hot button issue right now. You know, to watch what happened to Duggar and Mac Williamson. I mean, you can go years and you know that's been the case in Oakland for years, and there haven't been very many really ghastly incidents. Of course, the foul territory is bigger there. You have a little bit more room to figure things out. But it's, you know, Bochy's is all over it. It's really, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer that the bullpens are not ideally placed. And if you can move them, along with moving in that fence, get them out behind the right field fence, that's going to be a blessing. And, I'm coming around to moving in the fences. I mean, I'm kind of essentially against it because I like the park as it is, but I'm certainly not going to be knocking down the doors if they do that. It's just one part of the park. It won't change the character of the park at all. And in moving the bullpens, you're really going to have a good thing.
Yeah, we'll see. I think they're going to do it. The hitters of the Giants of today are not made for this ballpark.
No, hardly.
And now, if they do a reconfiguration, it's going to be for the hitters that are coming. It's too late to save it for Crawford and Belt and Posey and people like that. But there will be a new generation, and if they want to get in step with the rest of the baseball, which is not going away, they're going to have to get a park that does that.
Yeah, too bad Joey Bart isn't a switch hitter.
Yeah, no kidding. Too bad they don't know he's not a twin. He could use another one of them. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've got a full menu today, I'll tell you that.
Oh, geez, we got the Warriors coming up, and, you know, I'll never miss a Vladdy Guerrero at bat. They're playing the A's and the Giants, so it's a great day. We're looking forward to it. We'll be having the Warriors on live here, which is rare at the Jenkins household. We rarely watch anything live because there's so much of it, but sometimes you just got to stop everything.
Well, good luck with the knee replacement on Tuesday.
Yes, thanks, Marty. I'm very optimistic about that, and I'm sure I'll be back on the air with you before long.
Yeah, if we're not, you know, obviously next weekend. Take care of yourself. There's anything
we can
anything we can do in any way, you know that. Just call upon us. We'll be thinking about you on Tuesday.
Load management, Bruce. That's what we're looking for.
All right.
Last time I heard that, it was a guy in college who went to the bathroom in stages.
And on that note, the great Bruce Jenkins heads off for knee replacement surgery.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You bet.
Thanks, Bruce. All right. That is the great Bruce Jenkins.